Medieval architecture and your money. This is going to be a good story.
Welcome to the 360 Blue Financial Strategies Show. Join us as we discuss actionable steps you can take today to gain financial freedom. Jonathan Pop, Iris Sagrado, and Glenn Steers are registered representatives offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. 360 Blue Financial Strategies and United Planners are not affiliated. The views expressed are those of the speaker as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results. Now on to the show.
In Europe in the 12th century, some people decided to build a freestanding bell tower next to their cathedral. Now, you have to understand a little bit about building cathedrals and towers like this. This is medieval Europe. When people built these structures, they built them to last. It often took many generations to build these things. About 10 years ago, I read a great book called Pillars of the Earth. It's a historical fiction book, which is fun because you get to enjoy a fun, fictional story, while at the same time learn about history. Well, this book is about the building of a cathedral, and it really painted the picture of how long it took to build these amazing structures. It wasn't like today, where we just throw up a building in a matter of weeks or months. When these people started building cathedrals, they knew they would never live to see it finished, which is amazing. It's amazing that humans would do something like that. They'd give their life towards building something, and they knew they would die before seeing it finished. Think of the Cathedral of Notre Dame in France. They started building it in the year 1160, and it wouldn't be finished until 1260. So if you were a stonemason, you'd be hoping that your great-grandchildren would be the ones putting on the final bricks. Well, what this meant was that when you were building these things, you were mainly building them out of stone, and you were building them to last pretty much forever. So you had to do a lot of planning. And here's where we get to the freestanding bell tower. These Europeans knew how to build. They had done it before. They had the materials and the skills to build these things. Well, for some reason, whoever got hired to make the architectural plans for this particular building did a really shabby job. Out of all the elements in building the tower, where to get stone, how large to cut the blocks, where to place the doors and windows, what kind of designs would it have on the inside and outside, how would you hoist the bell to the top of the tower, where are you going to get the labor from, all these things, he made one critical error. And he made it probably in the worst possible way. The one element that he messed up was the foundation. Now, like I said, these people knew how to build things that lasted, so it's really odd that this guy goofed this up. But he built the foundation on soil that wasn't really appropriate, and he built it only 3 meters deep, which apparently is not enough. So here they go with all of the planning and organization and building, but they hastily lay a weak foundation. Well, 5 years later, they've got the ground floor built. But it's at this time they realize that something's not quite right. It's sinking. So they had two choices here. Destroy it and start over, or just keep on going and do your best to make corrections. They went with option two and proceeded with the plans. All in all, it took 199 years to build this tower. And because one side of it is lower than the other, they compensated and actually curved the tower as it went up. In the 16th century, Galileo came to the top and dropped two cannonballs of different masses at the same time to see if they landed at the same time. In World War II, the Allies suspected that the Germans were using the tower as a lookout position and decided to blow it up. The Allies sent a soldier to check it out, and when he came back from his mission, he told his superiors that it was so beautiful that under no circumstances should they destroy it. Thankfully, they listened to him, and the Leaning Tower of Pisa still stands today. There's a few good lessons here that you can apply to your finances. First off, how is your foundation? Many people have dreams of a great retirement, They'll be going on cruises, vacations, trips to the beach. But in the meantime, they continue to rack up credit card debt. They've purchased a house that's too big, and they're spending beyond their means. You've got to have a good foundation. What do I mean by that? It means taking a look at where you're at right now. Are you saving money every month? Are you paying down your debts and working towards being debt-free? Do you have emergency money set aside? Do you have life insurance? If you answer no and you're feeling a bit squeamish, then you know to take some time and really look at your foundation. Look at your spending habits and what your financial priorities are. Fix your foundation because your future rests on it. The other good lesson here is that even if you blow your foundation, you can still redeem yourself. You might be in the position where you messed up your foundation years ago. Your situation might be like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You made a bunch of mistakes in the past, and you can't go back and fix it. Well, that might be true, but you can make corrections and get yourself on the right path. There's no time like the present to get up and improve your life. And on that note, I am all done. Go out there and have yourself a glorious day.
For more information, go to 360blue.com. That's THREESIXTY, blue.com. Keep in mind that this show is designed to be educational only. The representatives on this podcast do not provide legal or tax advice. For individual guidance, please speak with someone who knows you and your situation.